This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Science is supposed to be value neutral. It can only discover facts, not investigate values. And the only value recognized by the scientist is that of knowing the truth. In recent years, such objectivity has been attacked as amoral. A few well-publicized academic frauds and political battles over funding have exposed the value-laden application of science and eroded trust in science as a moral pursuit. Research at the University of California, Santa Barbara, tested the hypothesis that, despite current setbacks, people have deep and positive associations with the scientific method. Piercarlo Valdesolo wrote about the experiments for Scientific American. Piercarlo, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia. It's great to be here.
So a poll last year out of UC Chapel Hill shows a dramatic rise in mistrust of science since 1974. This is especially among conservatives. Before we get to the experiments, why is belief in science so shaken?
Well, I think as you described, there have been a couple of high-profile cases of academic fraud, specifically in the social sciences, that have made the front pages of newspapers and have gradually chipped away at people's trust in what I think are the practitioners of science, but in science more generally even.
Yet psychologists at Santa Barbara hypothesize that morality and science are subconsciously linked in the majority of the population. What do you think they were trying to get at?
That's right. So I think what they were trying to get at was a distinction that needs to be made between the process of science and the practitioners of science, scientists. So when you conduct polls and you ask people, how do you feel about science, they might conflate the two. So what they were hypothesizing is that while these high-profile cases of fraud might erode our trust in scientists, we might still have general positive feelings towards the process of science.
So how did they test that? Start with the first experiment.
So their first experiment, they just wanted to establish a simple correlation between people's education, science education, and their moral judgment. So they would ask people to rate the morality of a transgression and see if that related to their belief in science. And what they found was that the more people believed in science, the more strongly they condemned a moral transgression.
This was followed by three more experiments whereby those participating were primed with scientific words, if I have that right. What happened there?
That's correct. So in the first study, they just established this correlation, and there are obviously multiple different ways you can interpret that. So what they really wanted to do was run a controlled experiment where they manipulated people's exposure to the idea of science and then see if that changed their moral judgments and even moral actions. They used this procedure called priming, in which you make an idea or a category salient to an individual. So you get them to think about, in this case, science, by presenting them with words like logic and hypothesis. And the idea is that when you get people to think about this category, then if their behavior changes afterwards, it's a result of thinking about that category.
And what did they find?
They found across three separate experimental manipulations using this kind of priming technique that when you get people to think about science, it makes them judge transgressions more severely. It gets you to report that you have higher pro-social intentions. That means that you report that you're more likely to donate to charity, give blood, volunteer, etc. And then finally, they showed that priming in this way changes moral behavior. So they used something called a dictator game here. In this kind of game, a participant is given a certain amount of money, say $5, and they're told they can keep as much of this money as they like and give as much of this money as they like to another participant. What they do is they take any amount of money given to the other participant as an index of your sort of charity or your altruistic intentions.
Do positive associations transcend religious or political affiliation? I mean, this was at UC Santa Barbara, a school known for its liberal population.
So in the study, they across all of the experiments in this study, they measured religiosity. So they can safely rule that out as an alternative explanation for their results. What they didn't measure, however, was political affiliation. And to the extent that you think that undergraduates and people in the community of Santa Barbara are going to skew towards the left, you might conclude that this set of findings is limited to a particular political affiliation.
Earlier this year, in the Journal of Public Understanding of Science, there was some data showing that people who consume conservative media on let's say Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, are much less likely to believe evidence of climate change. If we're talking in a general way about respect for science, it seems that the political divide is a really strong indicator.
That's true, though I would say that regardless of political party, the tendency to interpret information in ways that are consistent with our beliefs and our motivations is universal. So just like someone who doesn't believe in climate change will look skeptically at any scientific result that argues for it, someone who believes in climate change will look skeptically at any scientific result that argues against it. And importantly, they will do this independent of the merits of the methods that those scientists use. So it's sort of a general human fact that we reason in a way that's motivated, that is, in a way that confirms our pre-existing beliefs and attitudes.
Do you believe that there's any such thing as value-neutral scientific research?
Yes, I do. I think it's very hard because scientists, just like the people who consume science, are humans. And as I said, human beings are fundamentally equipped with the motivation to see the world the way they want to see it. Now, obviously, it's scientists' job to try and not do that and try to remove any kind of value and ideology from their practice. But we see the same sort of onus in other kinds of professions, right? So lawyers, doctors, they all are faced with the same challenge of trying to approach problems in ways that are independent from their values, and it's tough. It's definitely tough. So while I think it's possible, I think that we need to acknowledge that we all here are human beings and we have biases that fundamentally change the way that we approach problems.
Piercarlo Valdesolo, assistant professor of psychology at Claremont McKenna College and co-author of the book Out of Character. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Virginia.
Now, we do have a link to read details of the UC Santa Barbara experiments on how merely thinking about science can encourage moral thinking. Piercarlo wrote the article for Scientific American, and we have a link to read it at wordofmouthradio.org.